Your life is mine for this moment in time. Your life is mine for this moment in time. Your life is mine for this moment in time. So I'ma slow it down around, keep it frozen in time. Keep frozen in time. Keep frozen in time. Keep frozen in time. Keep frozen in time. Your life is mine for this moment in time. So I'ma slow it down around, keep it frozen in time. Hello world, I'm Nav AKA, and you're tuned in to Pause for the Cause. Okay, today we're going to talk about Dez Bryant and his ongoing free agency push. In April of 2018, the Black Mamba was released from the Dallas Cowboys after putting up a team best 838 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns. But as we all know, the standard for a star in the NFL is the 1,000-yard mark. To drive this point home, Vice President of the Cowboys, Stephen Jones, went on record sugar-free saying Dez wasn't living up to his salary. And if you're perplexed by his free agency activity, you're not alone. Dez turned down a 3-year, $21 million deal with the Baltimore Ravens, with many feeling this decision would come back to haunt him. More recent talks, though, have put the Cleveland Browns on the radar. But with the Browns looking to rebuild and start anew, you would think an opinionated, entitled veteran would be poison to this young locker room. Even owner, president, and general manager Jerry Jones went on record blaming Dak Prescott's 2017 woes on Dez Bryant whispering sweet nothings in Dak's ear. And by sweet nothings, I mean, hey, I need the ball, bro. I don't see Cleveland making moves to stunt their rookies' growth anytime soon. Moving on. Recently, Dez burned up his phone's keyboard in another series of rants via social media. He was basically blaming former teammate Sean Lee for being the direct cause of his getting cut in the first place, and even calling Jerry Jones, who he praised in the beginning of his departure, clueless. But I got a question. Is Dez going to eventually go out like Terrell Owens, shopped around the league, and eventually discarded altogether? I mean, if we've talked sports, then you know I've always compared these two. Both are around the same build at 225 or so, with T.O. coming up an inch taller. But more importantly, I've always felt that for their size, they were pretty soft. But to be fair, when your favorite player is a 5'9 pit bull by the name of Steve Smith Sr., I guess everyone looks a little soft. But anyway, I can see now, like T.O., Dez is pointing the finger at everybody he can. And, like T.O., I'm sure it's just a matter of time before he blames, wait for it, the media. In conclusion, what the hell happened to Dez Bryant? This man went from number one receiver to possibly second or even third slot, and probably a steep pay cut. Should have took that Ravens deal. I'm Nav AKA. If you like it, like it. And if you love it, subscribe. Good night, world. Until next time.